You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
The plane continued to fly for an hour after its tracking transponder was turned off.
It is 7:04, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you ever so much for joining me. Going to be talking to aviation analyst Scott Hamilton here any moment. He's on the line with us now. Hello, Scott. How are you this morning?
Hi, John. I'm just getting started here.
Well, the last words from the missing Malaysia Airlines plane last Friday were, quote, "All right, good night." That was uttered to Malaysian air traffic controllers from the cockpit in response to the routine handover to their Vietnamese counterparts.
Yeah, it is often that way. As we already know, there was no distress call, so routine communication, and then the airplane vanishes.
Scott, you and I talked 24 hours ago about a plane that vanished, no sign that it landed. No sign that it crashed, no sign that it exploded. It is 24 hours later. What do we know now that we didn't know 24 hours ago?
Well, CNN broke the news last night that this widely reported turning back apparently took the airplane, not only just turning back, but over the entire island of Malaysia and into the Strait of Malacca, and they quoted an unidentified military source. Well, then the general of the military came out and said, well, but that wasn't me. He didn't really, based on what I saw, didn't really deny the report itself. He just said, I'm not the guy who said that. So it still nonetheless raises some doubt about the veracity of the original report. But what we also know is that on my own blog this morning, I wrote that the 777 has five radios and two transponders. There are three VHF radios. There are two HF radios. The number two VHF radio is the one that operates the so-called ACARS transmission system. For all five radios and both transponders to fail at the same time, absent real destruction of the airplane, is awfully remote. They would have to be turned off manually by somebody in the cockpit.
So at this point here, do we know for sure that the plane began to turn around?
Well, do you and I know for sure? No. We have all these reports.
I mean, has it been established that the plane had started to turn around? Has that been confirmed?
I think that part of it's been confirmed based on what I've read. How far it turned around, I can only go by the most recent information, and that is what CNN reported.
So we don't know how far it actually turned around, because some of the graphics are showing it almost did like a V.
Yeah, and the CNN report was that it was tracked as far as the Strait of Malacca, and then it disappeared. But this whole thing is filled with so much conflicting information, and we just don't know. We truly don't know.
Could the pilots have been responsible for taking down the transponders?
Well, yes, or cockpit intruders. You remember that during 9/11, the two American Airlines and the two United Airlines planes, the hijackers turned off the transponders. And it was only primary radar contact that allowed the ATC, air traffic control, to actually track the airplanes. But the transponders were turned off.
You recall?
The pilots could do it. The hijackers could do it, depending on what was going on in the cockpit in this case.
You recall the plane in Egypt that went down, and it was believed that the pilot, one of the pilots, crashed it.
Yeah, that was Egypt Air Flight 990. It actually was a flight that originated in New York and was crashed into the Atlantic. Yeah, I sure do remember that. Egypt Air, to this day, disputes the findings of the NTSB
right.
on that.
No, the Egyptian government
yes.
hotly disputed it as well. However, the pilots could have crashed the plane if they had wanted to.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, that's one of the active theories that has not been ruled out, as neither has a hijacking been ruled out or any number of other theories at this point. But they certainly could have. Pilot suicide is a theory here.
Is there anything in the life or careers of these pilots that would lead anyone to think that may be a likely scenario?
Nothing that I've seen that has been revealed at this point. You had the captain who has flown with Malaysian Airlines for, I think, something like 30 years, 18,000 hours, and then you had a 27-year-old co-pilot, 2,500 hours on experience. The authorities have indicated that they're checking the backgrounds of all the passengers and the pilots and the entire crew, in fact. But I have yet to see anything that results from that check, that background check.
Scott, and again, if you're joining me, Scott Hamilton, aviation specialist here from the Leeham Company. We've talked to Scott many times over the years, usually about Boeing-related issues. Scott, we have, again, you and I have been talking several days about this. This all started on Friday. It's just bizarre to me to think that there wouldn't have been some sort of sign of wreckage or debris somewhere. That's, you know, a fishing trolley, you know, a carrier, a barge, you know, wouldn't have said, you know, what's that?
Well, if indeed the reports are true that the airplane did basically a U-turn and flew out not only over the Malaysian Peninsula but over the Strait of Malacca and continued on to the open Pacific, now you're talking about an area, number one, that nobody had any clue initially to look in that direction. Number two, it would be very deep out in the open Pacific, and you may not have a lot of traffic in the way of ships out that way. And then your search area becomes just immensely bigger. Again, on my blog, I created a map that showed the potential search area based on the fuel on board of the airplane.
Right.
And you're just talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of miles of potential.
A potential area.
Search area.
Yeah, search area. Yes. All right. Scott, right now, if you were an investigator, what would the number one thing you'd be looking for be?
If it were me, I think this is a criminal act. I think that probably is what the investigators are probably focusing in on.
All right. Very good. I want to thank you again for joining us here for a few minutes. And,
welcome.
You know, let us hope that by tomorrow we'll have some better idea than we've had the last few days.
Sure.
All right. Thank you again. That's Scott Hamilton joining us. It's so strange that no sign that the plane has crashed, no sign that it's landed, no sign of survivors, no sign of death, other than not hearing, no one hearing from any of the passengers or crew, no sign the plane was ever in trouble. Now we're told that the plane had made a 180 and had actually flown over northwest Malaysia. You know, kind of, they say did a 180. It might be more like a 130, like it was headed toward the right and then banked over and instead of coming back around, went toward the left. And yet we don't have any sense of, you know, no eyewitness sightings. No one saw a fireball. No one saw or heard anything out of the ordinary. It's just one of the strangest stories that I've seen in all my years here at KVI. And it continues.